Malloy says he wants to cut the state tax bill on teachers' pensions in half over the next 2 years and save retired teachers $46 million.
This is an item that I have wanted to do since 2006, when I first met with a group of retirees and realized that they were being treated so unfairly.
In addition to removing the sales tax on non-prescription drugs, Malloy is proposing eliminating the tax on health insurance premiums for municipalities. He also wants to extend a tax credit for individual investors in startups, and he wants a two-day holiday on state park fees. The proposals come a day after Malloy announced he wants a sales and gas tax refund for Connecticut taxpayers. Together, all Malloy's proposals amount to nearly $450 million worth of tax relief over the next 2 years. The governor defends asking for tax cuts in an election year.
I want to share the good times, the better times. Now, they're not good times, the better times.
Malloy says there are better times because Connecticut is expecting a $500 million budget surplus this year. The Democratic governor has yet to declare his running for re-election. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.